Hello, Texas America and the world. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network, transmitting. Texas, America, and the world. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Greg Felton of Vancouver, Canada, the author of The Host and the Parasite, How Israel's Fifth Column Consumed America, will be our guest in approximately 1 hour from now. There are a series of news items that we are to check today. One of the interesting things is that there is now a conflict in the media between the Jewish Week on the one hand and what is on the front page of today's New York Times on the other. One is saying that Rudolph Giuliani is in fact going to receive a great deal of support from the American evangelical community in his bid for the presidency of the United States. That was the take some days ago on September the 28th in a post by the Jewish Week coming to us from New York. Now the New York Times on October the 1st is saying that Rudolph Giuliani is inspiring the threat of a third-party run. Let's take a look first at the Jewish Week article. James Besser, the Washington correspondent of the Jewish Week, said a few days ago that a behind-the-scenes struggle among politically active evangelicals could boost former Mayor Rudolph Giuliani's 2008 presidential ambitions. Some conservative Christian leaders now say that the global fight against Islamic extremism trumps the social issues, such as opposition to gay rights and abortion, that push the religious right into the political big leagues. A fight they depict as a to-the-death clash of civilizations. Giuliani's tough talk and artful positioning on the issue and carefully nurtured 9/11 reputation have won him strong support from the faction that, despite a personal history that offends many, quote, values voters and his relatively moderate positions on hot-button issues like abortion. Giuliani could be the leading beneficiary of that shift in the evangelical movement, said Johns Hopkins political scientist Benjamin Ginsberg, quote, the fact is, some evangelicals are far more concerned with radical Islam than with their traditional issues, he said. That gives Giuliani the opportunity to mend fences in the evangelical community, unquote. At the same time, Giuliani's increasingly hawkish views on the Palestinian-Israeli conflict, recently he broke with the Bush administration and most other Republican presidential candidates by opposing Palestinian statehood, could also boost his chances with a critical constituency that until now has been dubious about his candidacy. Quote, why not be a Christian Zionist in 2008, Ginsburg asked. It gives him a strong issue that resonates with the evangelicals and in no way reminds people of his wives and his affairs. He's a smart guy, unquote. While political insiders contend that the former mayor has not tailored his views on the Arab-Israel conflict to suit that constituency, several agreed that the campaign is now starting to play the issue more aggressively, with the pro-evangelical, pro-Israel evangelicals clearly in their sights. Quote, it's a win-win for him, unquote, said a longtime Jewish Republican who is supporting another GOP contender. Quote, the more hawkish Giuliani is on Israel, the better he does with some important evangelicals, despite his views on their other big issues. And it doesn't hurt him with Jewish Republicans either, although it could prove to be more of a problem if he wins the nomination and then has to appeal to a wider group of Jewish voters, unquote. Recent news reports, according to the Jewish Week, say that these that have focused on an emerging split between social conservatives who want to retain their movement's focus on the values agenda and groups favoring an expanded political agenda to include global warming, international human rights, and globalism. But an even bigger split may center on powerful evangelical leaders who say the fight against terrorism and against what they portray is a rapidly anti-Christian Islamic extremist scourge that threatens to destroy Western civilization, now takes precedence over other issues, at least in the short term. This is what the Jewish Week is saying from New York. The New York Times today has a different slant. We'll be back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio on RBN. Stay tuned.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Greg Felton will join us at 8 o'clock this morning. He is the author of The Host and the Parasite, How Israel's Fifth Column Consumed America. Interesting, isn't it, that we have a conflict in the establishment press today? A little difficult to figure out how they could not get themselves on the same page in the 3 days or so between September the 28th and October the 1st. On September the 28th, a Jewish week, which, of course, brings us Jewish and Israeli news from New York by its own description. The Jewish Week was talking about the appeal of Rudolph Giuliani to the Christian right, and for the specific reasons related to the war on terror and what is perceived to be the position of many Protestant evangelicals in the United States, that they are duty-bound to support Israel at all costs. And then today, the New York Times, October the 1st, David D. Kirkpatrick has a post entitled, Giuliani inspires threat of a third-party run. Alarmed at the possibility that the Republican Party might pick Rudolph Giuliani as its presidential nominee despite his support for abortion rights, a coalition of influential Christian conservatives is threatening to back a third-party candidate. Of course, a number of names come up in that regard. Mr. Dobson's name is mentioned in the article, Tony Perkins of the Family Research Council, Richard Viguerie, the direct mail pioneer, and dozens of other politically oriented conservative Christians, according to the New York Times. Interesting, isn't it, that when we think about the support of Mr. Giuliani for abortion rights, one thing that is consistently missed by both advocates of Mr. Giuliani's candidacy as well as detractors, the thing that is consistently missed by the Christian right, is that support for the war on terror and support for a war on the unborn, both of these positions have a lot of the same ideological roots. That's something that I discuss in a piece that I wrote for the American Free Press some issues ago that you can find at Al-Bawaba, where I ask the question, in terms of Rudolph Giuliani, has the war on terror merged with war on the unborn? But keep an eye on this, folks, the fact that the Jewish Week of New York is giving us one take on the candidacy of Rudolph Giuliani. The New York Times is saying quite something different this morning in regard to this whole issue of the Christian right and their own dyspepsia over the possibility that Mr. Giuliani may be, in fact, the Republican nominee for president. In either case, this bears watching. We have a caller from Tennessee. John, you're on the line for Mark Dankoff. Go ahead, sir.
That was pretty quick, Mark. You didn't have to do that.
No, that's okay. Go ahead.
Good morning. Listen, I've heard some interesting things about Rudolph Giuliani in the last few days. Is it true, or do you know whether or not it's true that his law firm is the one that's representing this Spanish corporation that's building the superhighway in Texas? Have you heard anything in that?
Yes, that is factual. As a matter of fact, I believe the neocon WorldNet Daily has run those stories. I believe them to be factual. They've reported this as fact, and it's definitely been out there in the internet press for some time. So Giuliani's law firm is in fact representing Sintra, and I believe Macquarie as well, the Australian company that also stands to benefit from these toll roads.
Is it not amazing, Mark? Is it not? If it wasn't so sad, it would be comical. I mean, it's remarkable that you could have a clear, to me, conflict of interest. The guy's running for doggone president of the United States, and he's representing a company that is involved in the undermining of the sovereignty of this country. It's amazing.
Well, you know, I think that's exactly right, John. And what it shows, once again, is I think what the globalist agenda is. And to me, needs to be underscored for the so-called Christian right that when we look at Mr. Giuliani, it is incompatible with Christian theism and with constitutionalism to support a candidate like this in terms of where this guy is coming from on abortion, where he's coming from on gay rights, where he's coming from on the Second Amendment as far
marital
as gun owners are concerned.
Fidelity and all the rest of it, you know.
Yeah, and then you bring in, as you do this morning, the globalist issue and his connections with Sintra and Macquarie, or his law firm's connections with those entities that are standing to cash in from this North American Union and the superhighway. And then when you look at this whole business of globalization, which is quite clearly where this guy is coming from, much of the Christian right misses the fact that when it comes to globalization and the New World Order, that you cannot separate those concerns from this man's position on Zionism.
Well, Mark, at the risk of sounding repetitive, I've been trying, especially on RBN, but also on the local radio stations here in Tennessee, to bring something to the attention of the listeners. So if there's anyone that's listening that's heard me on other programs on RBN, and I sound like I'm repeating myself, I am, but I'm doing it in order to try and get information out to as many people as possible. Mark, this is nothing new. Right back to it was a woman in the 1800s that talked about whittling away the sovereignty of this nation. Andrew Carnegie was involved in what was called back in the 1880s a continental union between Canada and the United States. From Rhodesia, Cecil Rhodes was talking in the 1880s about a union between Britain, Canada, and the United States. They were talking about the Law of the Sea Treaty, although it was in a different name back in the 1880s. This stuff that we're dealing with in 2007 is nothing new. This is part of their game plan, and I believe they're accelerating it to the point where you're almost going to have to be attention. You know, you're almost going to have attention deficit disorder to be able to keep track of everything that they're going to be and are right now throwing at us. You're going to have your head's going to be spinning like a top, because if they can do a sleight of hand or get a group of people looking this way and be doing something with the other hand in another area, they are going to make incremental advances, and they are right now. They've got America to the point where simple things like television programming, to me, Mark, for years, I've taken it at the definition of the words, television programming. Well, what are they doing? They're putting garbage on this machine that's teaching you and your children how to think and how to react, and they know it, just like you would program a computer. I don't know. I mean, with what's going on with Giuliani and with what's going on with Fred Thompson from here in Tennessee and the others, you know, when you mention the Council on Foreign Relations, you're labeled as a conspiracy nut. When the truth of the matter is, Washington himself warned about global government. He, you know, other founding fathers have warned about participating in wars outside of this country for reasons, you know, that we have no business being in. By definition, when you look at a so-called preemptive war, Mark, you're committing an imperialistic act. When someone hasn't attacked you, I can tell you all day long, I'm going to get you, Mark. And until I do something to provoke you that affects you personally, in my book, I would be committing an illegal act. If I'm going to harm you because of what you say you're going to do to me. And we've gone into foreign countries time and time again when they've really not done anything to us. And I know I sound like a liberal. I am a staunch conservative that believes in what the Bible has to say about these things. And to me, for the United States to be in the Middle East unprovoked, it's imperialism. So how true were the Japanese saying what they were saying during World War II? I hate to admit it, but our country is not the nation that you and I were taught it was when we were in junior high and high school and a little bit of college. We believed the lie. It's time for America to wake up. Let the truth speak to your heart, do it prayerfully, and do your best to stand against what we see going on, like Ephesians 5:11 tells us we're to do.
Well, that's exactly right. And, you know, to me, John, as you look at this whole situation with this election, one of the things that we need to underscore here is the fact that people need not to be diverted by the usual tactics of the enemy. And in regard to this election, it seems to me that once again we're seeing the false dialectic coming up in this whole juxtaposition of Republican and Democrat, and the whole way in which you know, the specter of Hillary Clinton is being held up as the great Satan, so to speak, in regard to Republican conservative voters. Now, don't misunderstand me. Like yourself, I think Hillary Clinton is evil, clearly a globalist, clearly someone who is a tool of Zionist interests. But the way in which the dialectic works, and I know that you already understand this, you have a situation where there is so much focus placed upon Hillary Clinton in terms of demonizing her with Republican voters and with conservative Christian voters, that they don't realize, many of them at the same time, the ones who watch Fox News don't realize, that you have a circumstance where clearly all of the so-called upper-tier Republican presidential candidates are controlled by the same forces. People need to get outside of this, false dialectical thinking and the whole way in which that's utilized to divert people's attention from the real issue that's going on here, and that is the globalist control of both of the major political parties and the fact that time is running out, and that an expansion of this war in the Middle East is apparently a part of their agenda. If you have time, John, stay on the line. This is Mark Dankos, America,
right,
coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Greg Felton, author of The Host and the Parasite, How Israel's Fifth Column Consumed America.
Have you heard of the privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
We're back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Greg Felton will join us at 8 o'clock this morning. We do have a caller from Tennessee, and I'd also like to say that if you get a chance today, compare this September the 28th article in the Jewish Week, the so-called weekly of Jewish and Israeli news coming to us from New York, with what is said today in the New York Times. What is really going on with Rudolph Giuliani in terms of his relationship to the Christian right? The Jewish Week of September the 28th seems to be saying one set of things. The New York Times of today, David D. Kirkpatrick's post, seems to be saying quite another. In regard to the Jewish Week, very interesting statement made in this article by David Brog, the executive director of Christians United for Israel, John Hagee's organization. Brog, of course, was a longtime chief of staff to Arlen Specter. Brog says that there's a debate going on within the evangelical community about prioritization. Some are saying that the number one values issue right now is the war with militant Islam, and our own struggle for survival. But other voices in the evangelical community, he said, are, quote, saying that issue is important, yes, but we cannot forget other issues such as abortion and gay rights. The influential John Hagee has not taken a position in the emergent debate, according to the Jewish Week, but his longtime focus on Israel's battle against terrorism and his increasingly strident language about militant Islam seem to put him on the side of those arguing that the terrorism issue should define evangelical political activism in 2008. Brog said that Gary Bauer, the head of the group American Values and a former GOP presidential contender, is also pressing to make the fight against Islamic extremism the top issue for that community. This week, Bauer told the Brody File, a leading evangelical political blog, that, quote, I'm in this for moral issues, and it's hard for me to understand what is a bigger moral issue than preventing the destruction of Western civilization, unquote. My take on this? Somebody ought to tell Mr. Bauer who it is that is supporting the abortion and gay rights movements in this country politically and logistically and financially to a greater degree than anyone else. It's not the Islamic community, Mr. Bauer. It is the Jewish Zionist community that is the leading supporter of homosexuality and abortion in this country. And when we start talking about preventing the destruction of Western civilization, we need to be taking a look not simply at the Jewish Zionist support of the abortion and gay agendas. We need to be looking at the support of the world Zionist community for a globalist New World Order that is under the control of the tribe, that destroys the Constitution of the United States, that replaces it and replaces all such movements with a global New World Order. The exact eschatological development that is prophesied by the New Testament, of course. And again, we say to Gary Bauer, to John Hagee, and to some of these other folks, who do they think is behind, ultimately, all of these issues that they decry? Bauer again says, I'm in this for moral issues, and it's hard for me to understand what is a bigger moral issue than preventing the destruction of Western civilization. Mr. Bauer, Western civilization is in the process of being destroyed by the very forces that you and Mr. Brog and Mr. Hagee and Mr. Dobson are in league with. Enough said. John, you still there?
I am.
What do you make of all of this, John? I mean, are we truly in a situation here where this is going to be the last American election? I sometimes think that's going to be the case. And as I look at this whole thing, whether it is or it isn't, I continue to be struck by the fact that Ron Paul is the only contender out there that I see who is saying the right things that does not seem to be reading from the page that all of these other people are reading from.
Well, you know, it's unfortunate, Mark. I think, like you, I don't know if this will be the last election. I don't know if we'll actually see a 2008 presidential election, and I'll say it this way. You know, so many people have, I guess, lost their backbone. They don't want to be labeled as someone that's a nonconformist or however you want to put it. You know, to look at facts and come up to a conclusion that's different than what the facts say, and your government is telling you one thing on both hands, whether it's Democrat or Republican. Mark, if you owned all the horses in the barn, you really care who wins the race? I don't believe they really care because they know where they're going. It may accelerate with a Democrat and take a little longer with a Republican or vice versa. I don't know. I do know this. I'm trying to reach people. And I read a guy quote 2 days ago, and I said, now, who does this sound like? And he told me, well, that sounds like the Patriot Act. So let me give you just real quick what I read, and then I asked him who it was. It says, in order to guard and prevent graft, to see that people got their money's worth, and to deal with terrible crime problems, he set up his own national police force and corps special agents. And I won't give you the name yet because that would give them away. They bugged telephones, reported on all who received mail from abroad, and filed reports on graffiti in public bathrooms. Who do you think that was? That was Mussolini.
Stay on the line, John. We'll be right back.
All right.
This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity, where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Lights' unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Greg Felton, the author of The Host and the Parasite, How Israel's Fifth Column Consumed America, will be with us at right around 8 o'clock this morning. Interesting thing, as we've been talking about this morning, to compare what the Jewish Week of New York has said on September the 28th about Rudolf Giuliani and his relationship to the religious right, with what the New York Times is saying as of this morning, with David Kirkpatrick's piece on the subject. There seems to be a division between those in the Christian right who think that we have a need to support the candidate who has the hardest pro-Zionist line, regardless of what he believes about anything else, and those who say no. In the case of Giuliani, his positions on abortion and homosexuality and gun control are simply too much for any conservative to go along with. So that is the division, it seems, between the two elements within the so-called Christian right. It'll be interesting to see where John Hagee of Cornerstone Church comes down on this in the days ahead.
But as far as Mr. Bauer and all of his cohorts in the so-called Christian right, including Mr. Hagee, it is amazing how they consistently refuse to see that these great destroyers of Western civilization that they refer to are in fact in direct alliance with the Zionist lobby, the very people that Mr. Bauer and Mr. Hagee are aligned with as well. What's going on here, folks? Something called false dialectic, something called front organizations, something called a complete perversion of language. And by the way, speaking of that subject, before we get back to our caller, Dr. Adrian Krieg, who will be with me tomorrow, has sent me, among many things, a marvelous New American Newspeak Dictionary. When you read through some of the definitions that are in Dr. Krieg's dictionary, you'll understand what we're talking about in regard to perversion of language and the way in which this alliance between Rudolph Giuliani and certain elements of the Christian right underscores the necessity to pervert language and to falsify it and to manipulate it. John, you still there?
And Mark, again, I appreciate your time. I mean, I really do. Just to add a little bit to what I was saying, you know, Mussolini, he did much of what we're doing now. He developed an organization called OVRA, the Organization for Vigilance and Repression of Anti-Fascism. You know, we've got the Patriot Act, and I can't recall what the initials stand for, but it's something very similar. You know, it's, you know, Mussolini gave people unemployment compensation. He gave them health insurance. He gave them so much of what we're dealing with now. And then you go back into the 1880s and what I said about Andrew Carnegie. These are things that are so blatant and so out in the open. And the American public has been, I don't want to use the term dumbed down, but they've been... Their ability to think has been taken away from them, and it's hard. I tell you, when you start finding these things out, you don't want to believe what you're reading and what your mind and your intellect is telling you the conclusions to draw. I have a hard time believing that it could be true. But when you go back and you look at history and you find out that history is not the history in our school books, is inaccurate, and that's not the way things happen, you go back to government documents, and you go back to historical records, and you find out that history has been perverted. Andrew Carnegie, when he was talking about this Continental Union, which was Goldwin Smith's idea from Britain, it was called a race alliance to become a Kriegsverein, or literally a war union, so overwhelming that you would never have to use it. It's unfortunate. You know, we have atomic bombs now. And if you're willing to fight, you're always going to find someone that's going to be willing to stand up next to you, and you're going to find someone on the other side of the ocean that's going to say, well, if you want it, bring it on, like our president did. So we don't have a war union anymore. We're forming these unions now for economic warfare, I believe. China could destroy this country tomorrow by cashing in what we owe them and saying, hey, pay up or shut up. They could destroy our economy. And when you bring that to the attention of people in the economic world or to talk show hosts that claim that they're financial experts and you ask them about the $11.7 trillion that this nation owes foreign countries and what would happen if they cashed out, if they demanded payment, they don't want to talk about it because now you've got an agenda. Well, the agenda is, yeah, I do have an agenda, Mark. I want truth. I'm tired of being lied to, and I know any thinking person is coming to the point where they're saying, wait a minute, quit lying to me. Tell me the truth. I can handle the truth. I want, you know, I can't defend myself against lies if I don't know the truth. So we're coming, that's the point that I'm trying to get to with all of this. And it's been for years and years and years that we've been lied to.
Well, and I think that this whole business of truth dissemination through the alternative media is really the only hope that we've got because I know too many people who are good people. I believe them to be patriotic Americans and Christians who nonetheless have been brought into this false dialectic and who have been brought into this whole business of the diversionary tactic without recognizing it. You know, they watch Fox News, for example. And if you watch that for very long, I try to watch a little bit of that at least three times a week, just to see what they're doing in regard to the way in which they're preparing people for war, and the ways in which they are preparing people for what the establishment wants them to do in regard to the American presidential election. And it really is a frightening exercise in psychological operations. You know, the old agitation propaganda thing is very, very real there. And when you look at the false flags and the red herrings and the diversions and the false dialectics that are consistently utilized by Fox News, it really does give us a great window of insight as to what has happened in regard to the co-optation, not simply of the American public generally, but I would say the American conservative movement specifically. This is the magnitude of what we're up against, John, and I know that you know this. When you're talking to people who basically instinctively, viscerally should agree with what you're saying, it's a very, very difficult thing for them to grasp it, because the information upon which your analysis is based, which is good information and good analysis, is something that has been squeezed out of the public market for so long in regard to corporate media and in regard to governmentally controlled education, that people have literally lost, as you put it, their ability to think.
And well, once not you only lose their ability, Mark, but it's been hidden from them. You have to go looking for the truth. It's not going to jump up and say, you know, here's a book, here I am, read me. You've got to dig. You've got to go down a lot of rabbit holes. And you go down a rabbit hole looking for an answer to one question, you find a little bit of that answer, but it brings another question, and you dive down another rabbit hole, and you come up somewhere else. And, you know, we're hearing now, you know, from these people, well, we ought to take their oil and make it pay for the war in Iraq. Well, you know where that was at before that was in World War One. Wilson was saying that about Hitler. And, you know, the Treaty of Versailles, we learned about that in school, but we really did not learn about the effect that the treaty had. It put so much of a burden on Germany, and I wasn't alive then. You know, I didn't lose anyone in my family that I'm aware of in World War One. But when you talk about reparations, that's one thing. When you talk about the war cost, you are literally putting your foot on the neck of a nation, and you're saying, we're going to go at this again because we're going to grind you so far down you have nothing left to lose. You're going to want to live or die, and that brought around World War II. And we've heard stories about wagons full of money to buy a loaf of bread. Hey, it was true. They had over 1,000,000,000% inflation rate in Germany. I think it was 1,000,000,000% in Germany after World War One, where a mark, it took 164 million marks to make one U.S. dollar. It's unimaginable to think that you're going to despise a person that you've blown to kingdom come anyway. There's nothing left of their nation. And now you're going to say, well, we're going to make you pay for it. And we're going to do it under a treaty called Versailles. And if you don't like it, you can lump it. And then you wonder why they could come to power and say, you know what, live or die, we're going to give it back to you because you've given us a burden that we cannot bear. We can't pay it. We can never pay it. You talk about the cost of the war in relation to what Germany had after World War One, and it's greater than the $11.7 trillion that this nation owes, and we could never pay that back. I know I'm rambling, but I mean
it's... Well, but that's this is basically the way the game is played. I mean, you have the control of information, you have the control of a central banking system, and you have a complex interplay between central banking on the one hand and war on the other, in regard to the expansion, the creation of money, and the expansion of money supply, and the charging of exorbitant rates of interest, all of which is tied into this game in a way which brings us back to that fundamental question: qui bono? Who benefits? And when we look at who benefits, we're starting then to get at the bottom of what is really behind this.
Well, listen now, with the League of, and I'll go back and then I'll let you go. You talk about the League of Nations. Let me give you a paragraph. Little wonder that Wilson ran into trouble with his League of Nations. His critics, especially in the Senate, were demanding that the treaty be changed so that the Lee Covenant should, one, specially recognize the Monroe Doctrine, exclude authority over any of our domestic affairs, such as tariff and immigrations. And this is from the book, Architects of Conspiracy. Recognize our right to withdraw and specify our right to reject the League mandates. Eventually, as Wilson tried to play both ends against the middle, where have we heard that before? All but the last was included in one way or another, and it wasn't enough. I mean, they were using Hegelian dialectic. Back then, too, Hegel was someone that these people admired because they knew that his tactics worked. You want to move people, you want to put them somewhere, you get two diametrically opposed positions and you push to the middle. And people say, well, I don't like the left and I don't like the right. The middle must be where I need to be. And that's why it's easy to move them. Unless you're like me and, you know, the one thing that Thoreau said that I agree with, and I'll live by two things, actually. One is, to be a man is to be a nonconformist. And the other is, Mark, and I'll die with this one, and I'll tell my country, beware the fury of a patient man. Because they're going to push, and a lot of patient Americans are going to become incensed. They're going to have their hands full. I'll listen to you on hold. Mark, I appreciate your show, and you too, all the good work you do.
God bless you, John.
Thank you. You too.
Now, I tell you, folks, we are really reaching a critical mass, it seems, in this country. More and more people that I talk to recognize that something's wrong, even if they do not yet grasp all of the specifics of what is wrong and who's behind it. One of the ways in which false dialectic occurs is something that my mother was telling about recently. She was at an art seminar in an area of the Texas Hill Country where there was some political discussion going on there among some of the artists. And several of the people were talking about how much they disliked George Bush and about how Hillary Clinton, if elected president of the United States, would provide a panacea for all of these present problems related to war and present problems related to unaccountable government and so forth and so on. Now, of course, this is not simply a question of false dialectic. I think that this is a question, unfortunately, of idiocy on the part of anybody that actually believes something like this. But we get back to what the American Free Press was talking about the other day. Mrs. Clinton is now worth $50 million, according to these financial disclosure forms that these candidates have to fill out for the FEC. And when you look at her financial worth and look at where her money is invested, it's very interesting, isn't it? Pharmaceuticals, big oil, defense contractors, and lo and behold, News Corp. The folks that own Fox News. This is where Hillary Clinton has her own money invested. And when you look at what she has said about this war, isn't it interesting to see that ultimately, properly understood, her position and those of Mr. Obama and Edwards do not differ materially from those of Mr. Giuliani and Mr. McCain and Mr. Romney. Oh, it might sound better, but the rock-bottom truth is this, that regardless of who gets elected come November of 2008, unless it's Ron Paul, we will see a continuation of the policies as we presently have them. Why? Because the same folks are backing both sides. The same folks control both of the major American political parties. That, at this point, one would think, would be abundantly self-evident. Getting back just here for a couple of minutes to the Jewish week from September the 28th and comparing and contrasting that with the Washington or with the New York Times story of today from Mr. Kirkpatrick, very curious to see how this whole business of Giuliani plays out as it smokes out the Christian right in regard to what its real priorities are. You know, it seems to me that the Christian right is taking us in a direction which has nothing to do with the kingdom of God and Jesus and has everything to do with something called fascism. Yes, we are dealing here, of course, with a Zionist conspiracy. I don't think there's any question about it. And all of the leading players of the Christian right who are in bed with Zionism are supporters of this so-called war on terror. and are supporters of the expansion of the American military operation in the Middle East, no matter how badly it's going, no matter how ill-advised it is, no matter how unconstitutional it might be, no matter how many innocent people are killed. When you watch this whole thing unfolding, it is most curious to see the extent to which, as we were showing earlier this morning, Gary Bauer, who is concerned supposedly about the destruction of Western civilization, doesn't seem to understand that Western civilization is being destroyed by this war on terror, by this imperial overreach, by the monstrous levels of national debt that are involved in supporting this insane effort in the Middle East. And Mr. Bauer seems not to know who it is that is the leading promoter of all of these social ills that he believes are simply unscriptural. Now, these social ills are unscriptural. The abortion holocaust and the homosexual rights movement are diabolical from a Christian perspective, no question about that. And yet Mr. Bauer and others of his ilk, including Mr. Hagee, who are supporting the Zionist movement and the Israeli lobby in the United States and the Jewish domestic lobby, seem not to understand that they are in league with the very people that they are allegedly fighting. Is this false dialectic? Is this manipulation of language? Are we living in the time of Orwell? I think Dr. Adrian Krieg, who's my guest tomorrow, would say yes. We'll be back. This is Mark Dankoff coming to you live from San Antonio on RBN. Stay tuned.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
We're back. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Greg Felton will be up with me at 8 o'clock this morning. We'll be talking about a series of issues that he and I were discussing yesterday on the telephone in regard to putting this show together for today. By the way, a couple of things we'll be looking at in coming days that I would like to spend more time focusing on. One is this whole business of Russia. Mark Glenn has a very fine essay in the October 1st American Free Press talking about Zionist propaganda that is directed at Vladimir Putin. And then, of course, in the current Barnes Review, the September-October 2007 Barnes Review, there is a very fine essay there by Dr. M. Raphael Johnson entitled Vladimir Putin, His Reforms and His Tribe of Enemies. Very, very interesting essay, which I'm working my way through in regard to trying to get to the real story behind what has been going on in this recent demonization of Vladimir Putin on the part of the American and Western news media. Who's behind it and why? We hope to take a look at that one in some of the days ahead. There are a number of things that you need to support, folks, to the extent that your resources enable you to support them and to the extent that time still permits it. One is the Republic Broadcasting Network. You can support us by giving us a call at 1-800-724-2719 or contacting us on the World Wide Web at www.republicbroadcasting.org. That's 1-800-724-2719 or republicbroadcasting.org to support the Republic Broadcasting Network and the very fine list of hosts that Mr. Stattmiller has put together for your enjoyment and your edification, as well as for your information. There's a second portion of this in terms of the total picture, and that's supporting the American Free Press. Those very fine people can be contacted at 1-888-699-NEWS. 1-888-699-NEWS. We need to take a very, very good look at that in regard to the whole business of the days ahead. Finally, they're supporting Ron Paul. We need to support Ron Paul to the extent that we possibly can by contacting him at ronpaul2008.com. Ron's got a very, very difficult fight ahead in regard to his quest for the Republican presidential nomination. We need to make sure that Ron Paul is on board with the maximum amount of support available to him as he continues to proceed in this fight against the Giulianis and the Clintons of this world. That's something that needs to be a part of the total package as well. Supporting the Republic Broadcasting Network, supporting the American Free Press, supporting Ron Paul. That leads us to point number four, supporting the No More Wars for Israel conference, which you can find at nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com. Mark Glenn is putting together an amazing conference for October 12th through the 14th in Southern California. This is, in fact, something that we need to be zeroing in on. In regard to the future. The future apparently involves an expansion of war in the Middle East, unless there's a sudden change in direction. We hope that change of direction occurs, and that one of the means facilitating the possibility of that is supporting this conference. No More Wars for Israel.blogspot.com. Time is running out. That gathering takes place on all through the 14th. We'll be back. This is Mark Dankoff coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
It's true.